Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America, and I'll be your host for tonight. Now, a couple of topics that I'm going to be talking about today. The first one is, I don't know if you guys heard the speech from Joe Biden today, but he said that he wants to use the reserve gas that we have so we could lower down the fuel on gasoline. But normally we use about 20 million gallons a day. Normally those barrels that we have of fuel on the reserve part is used for in case of emergency, a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, anything like that that happens around here. But he wants to go ahead and use that to bring down the prices so he could, you know, help out on the midterm to see if the Democrats could win. And we're also going to be getting fuels from Venezuela and from Iran. So the rest of the media is not mentioning this because we're getting help from communist countries, and that's going to be okay. The next thing that this president said and had me thinking for a while is, you know, how do you want to touch those barrels of fuels that we have reserved for in case of emergency? How are you going to put it back without raising the prices for fuel? You know, Mr. President, something that we got to think about. And then also asking Venezuela and Iran, communist countries, to help us out when we could have fuel by ourselves. We could be energy sufficient by ourselves if we just open those pipelines. You know, give those, how many was it, 11 or 70,000 people their jobs back, the ones that you took on the first day of office. You know, the next thing is about the Democratic Party and how they blame Putin on the prices that are going all the way up. Those prices have been going up before even Putin tried to take over Ukraine. So you guys gotta stop pointing fingers at everyone else. You start pointing the finger to yourselves. You know, you guys made the inflation go up, prices are higher. You know, it's hard right now for Americans to put food on the table for their families because prices are going so high. Sometimes it's hard to travel from one location to your job because sometimes you don't have enough fuel to put in your car. And now also the midterm elections. They've been predicting that the Democrats are not going to be doing a good job. They actually got about 30-something people that are not going to be going for re-election as a Democrat. So we'll see how that's going to be the outcome for. And the next thing also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've been watching a lot in the news. The crimes have been going up. But yet you want us to go ahead and give up our weapons and not protect our families or our home. You know, I'm a big believer of the Second Amendment. I don't think that, you know, right now is a good time for anyone to be giving up their weapons. Matter of fact, you know, crimes are going up, making even people more scared of going out, going to work, things like that, because robberies are even happening during daytime. But what are these mayors and governors doing, you know, to prevent that? Now, I noticed that Ron DeSantis did mention that he is willing to, you know, stand up for the police. You know, he's not going to defund the police. And he's going to back them up. And my next topic is, should the mandates on airplanes be lifted already? I think it should. It's been a long time already. You know, COVID is completely different. A lot of people are more immune. Some people have the vaccine, the third, fourth, fifth, 20th dose now. I don't even know which dose they're in. But I think they should be lifted. You know, You're in the plane and everything. People are feeling a lot better. So that's one thing that should be taken out. My last topic I want to talk about was about certain things that's going on with the Disney and everything. But I want to do some research first, because Disney is saying that the bill is incorrect, that children should be able to pick what gender they want to be and things like that. So you're telling me that a kindergarten, a first grader, a second grader, or a third grader can make those type of decisions? I believe, you know, that should be up to the parents, not Disney. If Disney really care about the kids, they will check on the cast members that they had that got arrested for child molestation, child trafficking, child sex, soliciting for sex for kids. You know, if they really, really care, they should look into that. Make double check on people's background, you know. And also, a lot of people are going to be canceling their Disney Plus, because I know I'm going to. I can't be, you know, I don't see myself supporting a company that, you know, wants to change a bill. Disney used to be a neutral type of company. They didn't have no, you know, opinion on whether you were left or right, a Republican, a Democrat, what kind of religion you were and things like that. You know, I saw when I went to Disney, people escorted if they had like a, you know, a MAGA hat or, you know, Trump 2020. They were escorted out because they went to politics type of things in their park because it was a family park. But now these executives have a different type of agenda, and I don't think that's correct, you know. I looked at the stocks. I seen Disney stocks going down as well. So I don't know how this is going to affect Disney. And from what I've been hearing, the copyrights that they have, now Congress is going to be looking into it because it should be public now. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. I'll keep you guys informed. And thank you very much for listening to America. My name is Lewis, and I hope I get to speak to you guys or hear your opinions on anything that you guys have. Thank you very much, and you guys have a good night.